Suddenly, we are all citizens of the world. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Presidential campaigns at some point come down to which candidate is the most American. Polls always ask which candidate best expresses America's values. That's because Americans tend to see America as exceptional, a country unique in that it was founded based on the idea that power flows up from the people, not down from the king. And we are exceptional. Last country standing after World War II. Last superpower. When you telephone some other country, you have to use some weird country code like 33 or 44. But when you're overseas and you telephone the U.S., the country code is simply one. Incontrovertible evidence that we are indeed number one. And yet today, the president, in his daily backyard chat, talked about meeting with the world's leaders, and this is what he said.
Through these efforts, the world is sending an unmistakable signal. We're in this together, and we'll come through this together.
We're in this together, we'll come through this together. How unlike 5 years ago. Remember 5 years ago? We were willing to stand alone in the cause of saving the world, and the world seemed to be in our way.
The course of this nation does not depend on the decisions of others.
Suddenly we need the rest of the world. Suddenly the course of the nation does depend on the decisions of others. Well, if we're not in control, and who is? If we're this exceptional nation, why suddenly do we have to worry about what other countries are doing? How could this sneak up on us? What distracted us? Can anyone answer these questions?
President, can the government sustain this kind of
That was the president. As you can hear, he is not taking questions.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.